You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Ghislaine Maxwell was sentenced to 20 years in prison by a New York judge for helping the late disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein sexually abuse young girls. The Oxford-educated daughter of the late British press baron, Robert Maxwell, was convicted late last year on 5 of 6 counts, the most serious for sex trafficking minors. Maxwell was brought into the courthouse in ankle shackles, where Judge Allison J. Nathan said she found her criminal activity was extensive. The judge says that although Epstein was central to this criminal scheme, Maxwell is not being punished in place of Epstein or as a proxy for Epstein. She called the crimes heinous and predatory. Accuser Annie Farmer, who on Tuesday joined several others in the hearing, says her sister and herself tried to go public with their stories about Epstein and Maxwell 2 decades ago, only to be shut down by the powerful couple through threats and influence with authorities.
May this sentence demonstrate that it is never too late for the truth to come out and never too late for there to be accountability. If you're someone who's experienced sexual abuse or exploitation and did not feel safe to report those crimes, or were not believed when you did, or were told that the perpetrators would not be held accountable, this is for you. There's still a lot of work to be done on this issue, but in this fight, we need to celebrate the victories, and today this is a big victory.
Fellow accusers Elizabeth Stein and Sarah Ransom spoke after Maxwell's sentencing. Ms. Ransom says the road to justice was a long one.
It's been an incredibly long road to justice for myself, for many other survivors, and this is for the girls that didn't have their statements read out, the ones that weren't here, and sadly the ones that are still not with us, or not with us.
Ms. Stein says the verdict and sentencing brought her closure.
I feel like the judge took into account everything that she needed to take into account. She took into account the severity of what Maxwell and Epstein did to us. And I think that 20 years is reasonable considering all of that. So we're happy to finally have some closure and start a new chapter in our lives. This has encompassed the majority of our adult lives, and it's time to move on.
In court, Maxwell apologized to the victims for the pain they experienced. She said it was her sincerest wish to all those in this courtroom and to all those outside the courtroom that this day brings a terrible chapter to the end, and hopes the conviction and sentencing helps the victims to travel from darkness into the light. Ms. Stein says it was difficult listening to Maxwell speak.
It was difficult. I don't think that any of us expected her to speak. So, of course, it was difficult to hear her speak. But I think that also gave us an added piece of closure as well.
Ms. Ransom says Maxwell's apologies are not enough.
I wish she was sorry when she was busy forcing me into a room to be raped. That's why I wish she was sorry. She should have been sorry then. In actual fact, there shouldn't even be an apology. Rape is rape. To force someone into a room to be raped, there's not enough sorries in the world. I'm sorry doesn't cut it.
Ms. Farmer's attorney, Sigrid McCauley, says it was a victorious day for justice.
Today showed us that the chorus of voices of these survivors prevailed and showed accountability. It's really a victorious day for justice. And on behalf of all the survivors we've represented, we want to thank the prosecutors for their fierce and relentless pursuit of justice here. We want to thank the judge for being just and true and thoughtful.
Brad Edwards is an attorney representing over 60 victims in the Epstein case. He says the sentence should send a clear signal to pedophiles and their enablers that no one is above the law.
This is a major victory, not just for Annie Farmer and Kate and some of the others who spoke today, but also for the dozens of other victims. I'm not only involved in this sex trafficking operation, but that are being trafficked worldwide. I think that it sends a really powerful message to conform with the law and to be deterred from engaging in any form of conduct like this, whether you are the facilitator, groomer, perpetrator, whoever you are. Nobody is above the law.
Mr. Edwards adds that there are other perpetrators that should also be held accountable. Former U.S. Presidents Bill Clinton and Donald Trump, as well as Queen Elizabeth's son, Prince Andrew, were known associates of Epstein, but all have denied any wrongdoing.
There are other people that should be held accountable. I can't talk a whole lot about that, but I don't think that this is over. If it's over from a criminal perspective, it's not over from a civil perspective. So we will keep pushing forward until the whole range of people are known, what they did and what they didn't do. If the government prosecutes them, that'll be great.
Prince Andrew was sued by another victim, Virginia Giuffre, over claims that he allegedly raped her. He settled the case out of court with a $16 million payment. Ms. Giuffre did not appear in court for Maxwell's sentencing. Maxwell's attorney, Bobby Sternheim, says Maxwell will appeal the case.
Our client, Ghislaine Maxwell, has been vilified, pilloried, and it left little room for her to be treated fairly. Because even before she stepped forward into this courthouse, she was being tried and convicted in the court of public opinion. Ghislaine will appeal this case, and we are confident that she will prevail on appeal.
Epstein committed suicide on the 10th of August, 2019, in his Metropolitan Correctional Center New York jail cell, where he was awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. Ms. Sternheim says Epstein was the actual criminal who left Maxwell holding the whole bag.
We all know that the person who should have been sentenced today escaped accountability, avoided his victims, avoided absorbing their pain and receiving the punishment he truly deserved. Clever and cunning to the end, Jeffrey Epstein left Ghislaine Maxwell holding the whole bag.
Maxwell's brother, Kevin Maxwell, says he hopes the conviction allowed the victims some closure.
So just to say that we have nothing to add to the very heartfelt statement that Ghislaine gave in court, and nothing to add to the comments that she made about the victims and her sincere hope that the trial, her conviction, and this sentencing will allow the victims some closure. Just to echo what Bobby Sternheim has said, Ghislaine will be exercising her right to appeal her conviction and sentence, and we, the family, will be solidly behind her all the way.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.